Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Na Mban with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we speak to Neil Cruz from the Moy Valley Decarbonising Community. This project covers the areas of Knockmore, Foxford, Bohola and Pontoon. The project itself covers two strands, the first being a new sustainable green project in Foxford. Neil tells us more.
The project that we have going on in Foxford, it's a sustainable green project. The idea was born out of trying to get a renewable energy project up and running in Foxford. We were looking at a wind project, but we found that environmentally that was going to be very hard to get across the line. So we decided to turn it into a solar project. So what we have in our sites is to set up a 5 megawatt or an up to 5 megawatt solar farm, and to use that energy, to bring that green energy down into Foxford to power such, we're on about developing in our community too, so we want to power such things as a primary care centre, we want to power an enterprise centre, we want to power enterprise units, we want to power assisted living units, we want to power elderly and vulnerable units, and we also want to power a creative space for within our community, because our community is crying out for this on a number of fronts. Of course, the commerce of the thing, but also we have groups in Foxford like CCE Admiral Brown, which is our Coltus group. We have the Foxford Brass and Reed Band, which is in existence over 130 years. We have Estuary Balassa. They need a creative space. But also every community needs a primary care centre. Every community needs enterprise areas and stuff like that. So we're looking at sites in the middle of Foxford. The idea is to bring this green energy down into Foxford and use it on these utilities and these buildings within Foxford for the betterment of the whole of our community. A carbon-free green community within Foxford.
Neil goes on to explain that sustainable energy is to the fore at the Moy Valley Decarbonising Community.
It's a sustainable energy community, Moy Valley Decarbonising Community, CLG, and it's drawn from members right around our area. Basically, the areas involved would be the Foxford area, Knockmore, there would be Pontoon, Bohola, Ballavari, parts of Attymess, and parts of Killasser. The idea here is to establish the baseline carbon footprint within our area and to improve on that. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a scheme of education where we're going to educate people with regards to energy use within our community. We're also going to come along and we're going to do an energy audit. So the various facilities, the various houses, the various businesses will be all audited. We're going to see how we can improve on the energy usage within our area. The cheapest energy is the energy that we don't use. So basically, what we're going to do is, through a system of education, through working with our community, through educating our community, through working with our community on various initiatives, we're going to cut the energy output within our community. Now, on the back of that, it's going to come up with different green energy projects that we can develop within our community so that the energy that we are using within our community is green and clean. That is the idea behind all of this, the sustainable energy community. There's a lot of people on our committee that are working very, very hard at this initiative. And we're working with various stakeholders. We're working with people in Mayo County Council. We're working with Orlinic Sivna. And we have a trusted advisor program, all that type of stuff in place. So we're working on that for the betterment of all of these communities, the aforementioned there, just basically to make people aware of their energy usage and to cut the energy usage, and when we can, to substitute with clean, green energy.
The group are extremely happy with the work that has gone in so far. We asked Neil if the communities involved have showed their support.
People are definitely starting to get it because, I mean, look, in every conversation, what's central or one of the central pillars about anything that we do nowadays has to include the rural environment and the protection of the environment and the place that we live in. What our projects are about is empowering our communities, is making our communities strong again, you know, and that's what we're setting out to do here. What we've done here, we're invested in our communities. Everyone that's on these committees is working hard to see a better community for our youth, to see a cleaner, greener environment. Because let's be honest, that's where it's going. I hope we're not too late. I don't think we're too late, but I can see big things for Foxford with this project. I really can. And we're pushing, and we're going to be knocking on the doors of a lot of people. And to be honest with you, if they're not willing to open the door, we'll take it off the hinges. We're that invested in this. Because we've put a lot of effort into this. We're going to drive forward. But there's a lot of people opening the door to us here now too. There's a lot of people listening to what we're saying. Because it's simple, it's logical, and it's straightforward.
Here are a few little ways you can help with energy conservation in the months ahead. Avoid using electrical appliances between peak hours of 5 and 7 p.m. Go solar. Install panels for clean, cost-effective electricity from the sun. Light up smartly. Use LED bulbs for energy-efficient lighting in rural Ireland.
Hours to Protect on Midwest Radio. Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with Commissioner Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.